The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the Daily Kisser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kisser365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Mendy Stern.
Simin Tesvav. Dine Kaddish of Baruch Hu, the laws of Kaddish and Baruch Hu, the Tziruf Asara and the combination of men, 10 men needed for a minyan to say Kaddish and Baruch Hu, and other Devarim Shebekdusha, other matters of holiness, V'miyatsu Mitzvasan, and if some of the members of the minyan left in the middle, the Dine Hashatz and the laws of the Chazin, we continue this simon, we are up to Sif Zayin. Emein Tisha Shemim Hashatz. If there aren't 9 people to listen to the chazan, well, you're meklal kaddish. You should not say kaddish. You don't have a minyan. Okay, kol davar shebekdusha, because every matter of holiness, ain't I remember Paul's miyasar, as he mentioned in the beginning of the siman, a davar shebekdusha, which kaddish is included, may not be said with less than a minyan. Tahainu, echad I remember tisha shemin. Now, minyan means not that you have to have 10 people listening, but one person says, and the other 9 people. Here. And that includes if 2 people are saying Kaddish and 8 people are listening, that is also included. They're all considered part of the minyan. It doesn't have to be that only one person says it. Let me call Malkin and still. If one of the 10 people is praying the Shemone Esrei prayer, and therefore he can't respond because he cannot interrupt in the middle of the Shemone Esrei prayer, even though she'eino yochel manos simam, he's not allowed to answer, respond with them, mitztaref he will join with the other members of the minyan, and one is allowed to say Kaddish. So who had been the base gimel v'dal, and the same halacha, the same law applies if there are 2, 3, or even 4 people who are still in the middle of Shemayne Esrei. And as long as there are 6 people who are not, a majority of the minyan are not in the middle of Shemayne Esrei, and they're able to answer, so the chazan can say Kaddish. Other 5 people will respond, and the 4 people are saying Shemayne Esrei, well, they will not respond, but since they are there, they are part of the minyan, and Kaddish can be recited. Kol shenisha raroiv, as long as the majority is left, shayna, who can answer, meaning they could say an answer, that includes the chazan who is actually saying Kaddish. So then, eina niyas hamir me'akeves, the answering, the response of the minority, does not prevent, not hold back the saying of Kaddish, and you'll be able to say Kaddish in this case. Avo mecha mehem yashen, if one of them is sleeping, if you have 10 men present, but one of the 10 is sleeping, you must awaken him, because someone who is sleeping cannot be counted as part of, cannot be joined, cannot be counted as part of the minyan, because as long as he's sleeping, it's like he's not there. His mind is not there, and therefore he's not there, and one must awaken him. Now, this whole, the halacha mentioned this sif is subject to a great deal of dispute in the Paiskim. To start from the end, with one who is sleeping, there are those who are lenient and allow even somebody who is sleeping to be counted for a minyan, because you do have 10 Jews. As long as you have the presence of 10 Jews, even if one of them is sleeping, he can be counted. Certainly one should be strict and not do so. If one is really stuck, one should consult a competent halachic authority as to what to do. But certainly one should be strict, like the opinion of the Kitzer, not to include someone who is sleeping, unless he's really stuck and he gets, his rabbi says it's okay. You know, the authority says that in this case one could be lenient. Similarly, another issue that is brought up, there's a great discussion among the Paiskim, how many people may be praying Shemone Esrei and they can still be included. The Kitzer, Shulchan Aruch Paskin, he decided, and his opinion was, as long as a majority of the minyan is able to respond, you may even have 4 people who are davening Shemone Esrei, who are praying Shemone Esrei, and cannot respond, and that's sufficient. However, there are other Paiskim who say that only 1 person can be davening Shemone Esrei. Others say 2. Others say only 3. So that is another difference of opinion. And there are those who are strict to be careful not to include more than 1 person saying Shemone Esrei. They make sure there are at least 9 people who are not saying Shemone Esrei before they say Kaddish. But the majority opinion seems to be that six people is sufficient, like the opinion of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and many have the custom to be lenient about this, and they will say Kaddish or Kedusha or Baruch Hu, even though there are only six people are able to answer. However, this is all said regarding Kaddish or Baruch Hu. There is a greater difference of opinion when it comes to Chazaras HaShatz. There is an opinion that even though six people are sufficient in order to answer Kaddish, even though four people are saying Shemoneh Esrei, however, for Kedusha, and aside from not for Kedusha, but for Chazaras HaShatz, for the Chazan's repetition of the Shemoneh Esrei, there is an absolute requirement of nine people. That only one person can still be praying Shemoneh Esrei. If there's more than one person praying Shemoneh Esrei, then one cannot recite Chazaras HaShatz. And therefore, optimally, one should try to have nine people. The truth is, the opinion holds that even if you need full nine people listening, you have to have 10 people not davening Shemoneh Esrei. It's not, you can't even count one person who is praying Shemoneh Esrei. You have to have a full 10 people not praying Shemoneh Esrei, meaning one the Chazan plus nine people listening to him. Otherwise, one cannot repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Others argue and say, even by Chazaras HaShatz, even by the repetition of the Shemoneh Esrei, as long as you have six people all together, meaning five people listening plus the Chazan who is saying Chazaras HaShatz, that's enough, and four people could be praying Shemoneh Esrei. And optimally, one should try to have a full 10 people, meaning nine listeners plus the Chazan who is saying the words, who is saying Shemoneh Esrei, who are able to listen and pay attention. However, if there's a time of, if it's necessary, one should consult the competent halachic authority as to whether one can be lenient and rely on the opinion that as long as there are all together six people not praying Shemoneh Esrei, even Chazaras HaShatz, even the repetition of the Shemoneh Esrei, can be said in such a case. Sif Ches. La'achai Shomer HaShatz Chatzi Kaddish. After the Chazan has said Chatzi Kaddish, we're talking now back to the Pesukah D'Zimra. We finished Pesukah D'Zimra, we said Yishtabach. Now the Chazan says Chatzi Kaddish. He says in a loud voice, Baruch Hu es Hashem HaMevayach, you should bless. It's a command. He's talking to the congregation saying, you should bless Hashem who is blessed. That's Hebrew, and then the congregation responds, they respond to his command, and they say, Baruch Hashem HaMevayach L'Elam V'Ed, blessed is Hashem who is blessed forever and ever. V'ashat chayz of Ayman, and the Chazan repeats and says, Gamkin also Baruch Hashem HaMevayach L'Elam V'Ed. He also expresses that blessing. Blessed is Hashem who is blessed forever and ever. Shomlel Yotzi asks him in Akal, he shouldn't exclude himself from the congregation, from everybody else. Shomlel Lehem Baruch Hu, he tells them to bless Hashem. But he himself is not blessing Hashem, and therefore he has to also respond, Baruch Hashem HaMevayach L'Elam V'Ed. After the Chazan says the words Baruch Hashem Baruch Le'olam Vo'ed, even though the rest of the congregation already said it themselves, some people have accustomed to answer Amen as an acknowledgement that we also agree that Hashem should be blessed, whereas others do not have the custom since they already said it explicitly. They already said Baruch Hashem Baruch Le'olam Vo'ed, they don't have to answer Amen, which is just an affirmation of that statement. We already said it ourselves and it's not necessary. So there are different customs in this regard. But the Chazan, lo yana achar amiras hakol, he certainly should not say the word Amen after the response of the congregation. Rather, he should just say, Baruch Hashem v'varach le'olam v'ed, he himself should say that response of blessed is Hashem. If Hashatz marich b'nigun v'baruch, if the Chazan sings some kind of lengthy song or tune before saying the words Baruch Hu, then the congregation should say the short prayer, which starts with the word Yisbarach, which is printed in many Siddurim next to Baruch Hu. And we'll see a short paragraph there, which starts with the word Yisbarach, that may be said by the congregation while the Chazan is chanting some kind of melody before saying the word Baruch Hu. However, one should not say an Elavish Shashu Menagin, only during the time that the Chazan is singing, or is chanting. When he's saying the actual words, Baruch Hu es Hashem HaMevayach, then the congregation should be quiet. They should not say anything. They should hear what the Chazan is saying, and that's it. They should not add, and they should not say anything else. during the time he's saying the words, and then they respond, Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam Vored. Even someone didn't hear from the Chazan, he didn't hear the words Baruch Hu. Either he was too far away, wasn't paying attention, even if he walked into the synagogue afterwards, he walks into the shul, and he doesn't hear the Chazan say, Baruch Hu is Hashem Baruch. He didn't hear the command to bless Hashem. He hears the congregation responding, blessed is Hashem, etc. He could also respond with them, because once they're responding, he could also join with them and respond together with them. If, however, he comes after they're finished, or he only hears, because he comes after finished and he hears the Chazan say Baruch Hashem and Baruch Leilam V'ed, he didn't hear the whole congregation say it, only the Chazan, then he cannot say together with the Chazan. However, he should answer Amen to the Chazan's words. This is according to everybody, since he himself did not say Baruch Hashem and Baruch Leilam V'ed, he himself did not express a blessing. So when he hears the blessing from the Chazan, he should answer Amen, that he acknowledges and he affirms what is being said. And the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch does not really discuss the following point, but the Mishnah Berurah brings up the idea that since in order to say a Davar Shebikdusha there has to be a minion, that means there has to be a minion who hears the Davar Shebikdusha. So when the Chazan says the words Baruch Hu Hashem Mevayach, there have to be at least 9 people who hear him say those words. If the Chazan is a very quiet voice, whereas it's very common when somebody gets an Amliyah, somebody is called up to read the Torah, and we also say Baruch Hu Hashem Mevayach, and that person is a very, very low voice, and he says it so quietly that almost nobody could hear him. You do not have 9 people hearing him. Shabura says one is not allowed to answer Baruch Hashem and Baruch Leilam V'ed. And not only that, but if one hears somebody else answering, you can't even say Amen, because that person should not have answered. It was incorrect of that person to answer, since there was not a quorum who heard it. There was no meaning. There weren't 10 people who heard it. So then it wasn't allowed to be said, and no one's allowed to respond. But as long as there are 10 people right around the bima who heard the person say Baruch Hu Hashem Baruch, then they could answer, and then other people who hear them could answer together with them, as we just said in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that if you hear a congregation, in this case it would be the 9 people who are responding Baruch Hashem Baruch Leilam V'ed, you could also respond together with them Baruch Hashem Baruch Leilam V'ed. Siftes HaKedusha Shebiyotze, the Kedusha, the words Kadesh, 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 and Baruch Kivayit, that are in Yotzeh, that are in the brachas of Kriya Shema, that we say in the middle, we express the praises that the angels say to Hashem, which are Kadesh, 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 etc., and Baruch Sheh, Baruch Kivayit, etc. Yishla Hande and Omra B'tzibu, one should try to, it's preferable to say them together with the congregation. It's the best thing to do. If it's not possible, you could say them also by himself. Meaning, there's a discussion in the Paiskim, do we treat that Kedusha like the Kedusha in the middle of the repetition of Shemini Esrei, in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, that it is considered a Davar Shebikdusha and may not be said unless there's a presence of a minion? Or, since that's when we are saying it ourselves, we are saying our own prayers, just like the angels say it, but in the blessings of Kriya Shema, we're not really saying the praise per se, we are quoting, saying this is what the angels say, but we're not saying it ourselves, so to speak, as our own personal praise, and therefore it's not a Davar Shebikdusha and does not have to be said together with the congregation, so optimally we try to say it together with the congregation to fulfill the opinions of those who say that should be said, it is a Davar Shebikdusha and should be said with the congregation, only with a minion. But if one can't, then we rely on the other opinions. The main halachic opinion is that one could say it even be a chidus, even by himself, and does not need a congregation, does not need a minion. Sif Yud. It may be based on Knesset's rak minion mitzumtzum. All you have in the synagogue, in the shul, is an exact minion. You have exactly 10 people. Also, lechol echa mihem ratzes. It's forbidden to any one of those 10 to leave, for any one of those 10 to leave, because you're going to, right now in the middle of a Davar Shebikdusha, and you're going to leave, there isn't going to be a minion now in the synagogue. The Aliyot say never, and the one who leaves, about the one who leaves, it is said, Vayizeh Hashem Yichlu, those who leave Hashem will be, literally means they'll be destroyed. And it's pretty serious for one to leave in the middle of the prayers. If there's only a minyan and you're leaving, he's going to break the minyan, that is pretty serious. And the Mishnah Berurah, however, says it's only during the specific Davar Shebekdusha that you're in the middle of. For example, if you are there for Baruch Hu, they start Kaddish. After Ishtabach, you're obligated to stay through Kaddish and through Baruch Hu. Afterwards, you're not technically speaking obligated to stay, and one can leave. Obviously, it's preferable if you stay and complete the minyan, so that there will be a minyan here, and they'll be able to say Kedusha and Chazar Hashatz, etc. But what Mishnah Berurah says, one is not technically obligated to stay. He's only obligated to stay for the Davar Shebekdusha, which he has already started while he was there. Continues the Kitzur, Abel Nisharu Asara, if there will be 10 people left, even if you leave, the extra people, the other people above the number 10, are able to leave. Im kvashamu baruch, if they already heard baruch hu, kedusha, takadishim, and all the kaddishes until after aleinu. Because otherwise, a person really has an obligation to hear baruch hu every day, and to hear kedusha every day, and to hear a certain number of kaddishes every day. And therefore, he should not be leaving. But if he already heard, then he can leave as long as there will be a minyan. And if one is stuck, there's a case of pressing need, even if he will not end up hearing the other kaddishes or kedusha. If he's stuck, he's stuck. If he has an excuse not to pray with the congregation, so he has enough of an excuse to leave even without hearing the extra kaddishim or the extra or kedusha, if he is really stuck. Well, but the avid, and if it happened already, and some people walked out, and lo nisharu asara, if they were not left with 10 people, and are still in the middle of the Davar Shebekdusha, yechodon ligmar gam b'lo asara, one can complete the Davar Shebekdusha even without a minyan. So you can complete asa inyan sheshchilo b'asara, whatever topic, whatever matter they started, when they already had a minyan, when they had a minyan, that even though the minyan is lost now, someone left, they could complete it. So for example, v'im hishchilo ashat v'achter is hatfila, if the chazan started to say Chazar Hashatz, he started to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, Goyimra Chazar has called tefillah, he can finish the entire repetition. Vayim Kedusha, he can even say Kedusha, which is part of the repetition, and therefore is considered one unit. Vayim Aymel, he can say the words of Birchas Kehanim that are said by the chazan during the repetition of the Shemoneh Esrei. But if you're in a situation where they would normally be duchening, where the kahanim would normally get up, and they themselves would say the bracha, for example, in Chutzlar, it's in diaspora, it's musaf on a holiday, or in Eretz Yisrael, where they say it's every day, it's like any day. So that's already considered something else, and since that is also a davar shebekdusha, it may not be done, because now there is no minyan. Vegam einayim kaddish la'achar shmenas. You do not say the kaddish, the chatzi kaddish after shmenas, right? And you also do not say the kaddish, showing the full kaddish with the words tiskado after Ashrei Nevol Tzion. Shehem and Yonam Achim, they are separate topics, and they may not be said. However, the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah is not like that. He says that if one has started the repetition of the shmenas, one can not only finish the entire repetition together with kedusha. One can also say the half Kaddish, the Chatzi Kaddish, after Shemoneh Esrei, before Ashrei, as well as the Kaddish Shalim with Tiskabel after Ashrei Volotzi, and that's because they are both said because of Shemoneh Esrei. The repetition of Shemoneh Esrei causes the obligation to say the half Kaddish afterwards, as well as the Kaddish Tiskabel. With Tiskabel Tolesa mean our prayer should be accepted. That means that the prayer of our Shemoneh Esrei, of our Chazar Sashat, should be accepted. And since that Kaddish is referring back to the Shemoneh Esrei, it's considered one unit with the Shemoneh Esrei and may be completed even though you no longer have a minyan. However, certainly the Kaddish is after Aleinu, for example, may not be said because that's certainly another topic and may not be said. Continues the Kitzur, another example. The Mischil and Likris Batayr, if they started reading the Torah when they were Basar and there was a minyan, the Yatsu Mitzasan and some of the members left, and now you're left without a minyan. Gaimrin is like Kriya, they should complete the entire Kriya Satira, which means all seven Aliyahs on Shabbos, or three Aliyahs during the week. Even if now, let's say you're in the middle of the first Aliyah, and someone walked out and you don't have a minyan, you could finish all the Aliyahs with all the brachas. You can't add aliyahs, even though normally during on a regular Shabbos it's permitted to add more than seven aliyahs. In this case, that is forbidden. You have to have exact seven. The gamin, karen lamaftir, you can't call another aliyah for maftir. El ha'acharin, shemimini nakruim, karis haftarah b'lay brachas. The last person in the official number of the people being called for an aliyah, meaning the seventh person, he's the one who finishes the parsha, as well as reads the haftarah, but he reads it without the blessings of the haftarah, because really the haftarah is a separate topic, a separate entity, which also requires a minyan in order to say it. And since there is no minyan, you cannot say the haftarah with its brachos, but at least one should say the haftarah itself. The haftarah is just verses from the nach, and therefore that should be said, even though there is no minyan. But the brachos in the haftarah should not be recited without a minyan. Sifir Aleph. Hashat tzarech shiyeh hagun. The shliach tzibur, the chazan, who is representing the congregation in front of Hashem, he has to be fitting. I'll explain what that means shortly. Shenema, as it says in the verse in Yirmiyah, Nasla amai bekerla, they put upon me with their voice, meaning they're making life difficult for me. They're bothering me, says Hashem, with their voice. Kesneisiyah, therefore I hated them. What does that mean? How are the Jews bothering Hashem with their voice? V'mrazel, our rabbis teach us in the Talmud, Zesh shat she'enoi hogun, referring to a shliach tzibur, a chazan, who is not fitting, the yerid lefnei ha'tevi, goes in front of the lectern, in front of the amud, to pray, that's not appropriate, that Hashem is not very happy with that. Vezel hogun, what is considered fitting, what's considered proper, Zesh who reiko me averis, the chazan has to be somebody who is empty from averis. He does not have any averis. And if he, by chance, should do an avera, or at least he has to have done tshuva, he has to have repented from the avera. What does that mean, upirkei na? Pirish, that means, shem lo yatsa onlav, shem ra, afil bialdusa. That even when he was young, there was no bad rumors about him, which means that he was not a bal avera, he has not done serious averas when he was younger. If he did, that's not considered pirkei na'ah, that he is considered to be beautiful. It's not considered beautiful and nice if he, at one time, had been a baal averus with significant, serious averus. The shu'anav, he has to be humble, umirutza akohol, and he has to be willing, happy, the people have to be willing to hear from him, that he should be the chazan. Sheskimu, with philosophy, they should agree to his prayers, that they should agree that he should be the one to lead them in the prayers. The Ishvanim, he should have a sweetness with Kol Arev and a nice voice. Shemeshech and Leiv, that should draw the heart, should bring and stir the emotions of the congregation, which is a nice thing to have, but the first list of set of requirements are more important. Therefore, if one has two candidates to be the chazan, one of whom is a Talmud Chacham, he is someone who does not do any averos, he is humble, people like him, and there's another person who is not as fitting in those categories, but has a nicer voice, the first person is the preferred person for the candidate for the position of being the chazan. Additionally, a chazan really should be v'rogil likras b'tayo nevim iksuvim, he should be accustomed to reading so that the verses, of which there are many verses in the prayers that come from the Tanakh, they should be fluent in his mouth, so that he shouldn't stammer or stumble over the words when he says them. If you cannot find somebody who has all of these character traits, all these requirements, you should choose whoever is best among the congregation, both in wisdom and good deeds, and he should be the shliach tzibur, he should be the chazan. Again, this is talking optimally, and certainly seems to be talking about the case where the chazan is a chazan kavua, that means that he's a fixed chazan, he's the one who always prays. Every time there's a prayer, he's the one who is the shliach tzibur. Temporary basis, every once in a while, there's not as much of a problem if someone does not have all of these conditions. praise, but obviously a person should, it's always better. You should have the better the chazan. It would seem the better are the prayers of the congregation that he is leading. Sifya base. Aim Adam is palaf me'ateva. A person should not pray in front of the lectern. Without the will of the congregation, meaning they have to agree that he should pray. The Cholmishim is Palash and Leibishus. Anyone who prays without permission, Machmas Almas, because of his strength, Vigeus, and haughtiness, he just gets up there and starts praying, and people are not happy about it. Ein Einin Amen Acher Bechosav, one may not answer Amen after his blessings. He's not supposed to be praying. Shnemer, it says in the verse, of Beitzea, one who steals Berich, and he says a blessing, Nietz Hashem, he angers Hashem, you're not supposed to answer a blessing. Answer Amen to a blessing that was said by a thief who says a blessing on something that he stole. So too here, the person is praying without permission, it's the equivalent of a thief saying a blessing on something he stole, and then one is not allowed to answer Amen to such a person. Sif Yud Gimel. Ein Minan in Lashat Kavua. You may not appoint someone who is going to be the fixed Shliach Tzibur, the fixed Chazan, Ela Mishin Esmali Zekanah, only somebody who has a full beard, or at least has reached the age where you could have a full beard. Even though he personally is clean shaven. I will be a Kroy, but on a temporary basis, a Kroy Bama, on a temporary basis, every once in a while, Kol Shu Ben Yud Gimel Shana V'Yamechon, as long as he is 13 years. The words mean 13 years in a day, which means a full 13 years, as he expressed before, that a person becomes bar mitzvah when he has completed his 13th year, the very beginning of the day of his 13th birthday. Yachon Leri Lefneate, he's able to go down in front of the lectern. He's allowed to be the chazan, even though he is not necessarily as a kohen, does not have a full beard. But it's on a temporary basis, it's okay. As an aside, the reason it says Leri Lefneate to go down in front of the lectern is because it was common in many places that the place the chazan would stand would be lower than the rest of the shul, as it says in the verse, "Ma'amakim prosicha Hashem," we called you Hashem from the depths, and therefore it was one time customary that the chazan would stand in a lower place. Nowadays it's not so customary, but there are places you will see some shuls, some synagogues that they specifically have that the chazan stands in a lower place because of this custom. One more point, even though it says here that one should not have a fixed chazan for someone who was under the age of bar mitzvah, there are circumstances where we are lenient about it. For example, it is customary for a younger boy who was recently bar mitzvah, who was laying, God forbid, an avil, and his parents were nifter, and he is saying Kaddish, it is customary to let him pray all the prayers, even though it becomes a fixture for that year. There are other circumstances, and one should follow the prevalent custom in their community and their synagogue as to these matters.